Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. What's your best fish story? Buddy Siner is founder of Fish Stories Archive, and he is president of Fishing Buddies Studios, and he believes that all fishing stories deserve to be told and possibly preserved. He joins us on the phone now. Buddy Siner, welcome. Thanks for coming back.
Hi, Lori. Thank you for having me.
All right. So there's an event coming up in Rapid City. Is this your first sort of public gathering of stories or presentation of stories?
It is, and I'm super excited for it. I have no idea what to expect. We are in Main Street Square, of all places. I cannot believe that, but it's part of their Thursday night, quote-unquote, concert series. They're changing things up a bit. They're letting us come in, take over the stage, and they're allowing anglers to get on their stage and tell their fishing stories from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock tonight in Rapid City. Again, I have no idea what's going to happen, but I can only believe that it's going to be pretty special. I hope so anyway.
And so did you traveled out there just for the event. Have you been kind of hearing of what some of the stories out there might already be? Or are you going to be surprised at the tales that are told like the rest of us?
I have heard a few stories. I do know of one in particular. So we're doing a live interview with a professional angler here in town, Craig Euler. He does so many cool things in the fishing industry. So we're going to do that on stage at 7 o'clock. I'm really excited for that. But for the most part, Lori, there's going to be a lot of surprises, I think. And I think I wouldn't want it any other way. I think that's going to be the best part. So it gives people a reason to come and pull up a chair, put a lawn chair on the grass or the fake grass in Main Street Square, and just have a good night and meet some new people who love fishing as much as they do. It's really an excuse to come together, bring people together that love to fish, and to celebrate angler voices in the Black Hills.
All right, what's the key to a good story? Can people show up and just sign up tonight to get up and tell their story first of all, and then if they can, let's give them some tips on how to be successful.
Yes, definitely. Actually, that's what I'm banking on. So everyone who's listening needs to show up and needs to tell a story, because without angler voices and without our stories tonight, the event is probably not going to be as exciting as it could be. But yes, definitely some keys to a good story. Number one are stakes, not T-bones or porterhouses, but wins and losses. So, you know, in angling, that happens all the time. You know, you have these big wins and you have big losses at the same time. And those, having some stakes in your story really help others relate to you and really help them get engaged with your story and really help them empathize with you, because we've all been in similar positions out on the water. And I think that's tip number one. Tip number two is just be passionate and tell your story like you would telling it to some friends at a bar or at a restaurant. Just, you know, tell it like you would tell it to your friends, and you'll do just fine. Anglers are great storytellers inherently, and just giving them an opportunity, giving them a stage to perform, can only lead to great things.
And most likely you've told this story before. So, you know, a lot of times you say practice, but most anglers have already come home and told this story to anyone who will listen. So you're probably ready to get up and tell it to a friendly crowd.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Usually these stories are well told. They're not, I guess they can be scripted in some way, but there's definitely no paper in front of them. You know, they've got the routine in their head. They go through it over and over again. And some of those are the best stories. Of course, fictional stories are also welcome. I know a lot of my stories are fictional to some degree. So I'd also welcome those, and funny stories as well. All fish stories are welcome tonight.
You know, when you say that, it makes me think of all the remarkable mythological stories that involve fish. And I don't think I'd ever made that connection before. I really thought about anglers, but boy, you could get up and tell a good fish story from a multitude of traditions, really.
You're right. And I can think of, you know, the Native American community, I think, would have a lot of really great stories surrounding fish and fishing. And it would be really great to hear some of those as well.
All right. We have an audio clip to share with folks today. And it's a story from Kazakhstan with, I don't know how to pronounce, is it Renel Comets?
Renel Comets, yeah.
But tell us a little bit about your travels to Kazakhstan.
Yeah, sure. So in March, I took an opportunity to travel to Kazakhstan along with USA Ice Team. They're professional ice anglers who compete at the World Ice Fishing Championships. It just happened to be held in Kazakhstan this year. It's held in a different location every year. So the anglers there had three practice days to prepare before the event. And on day two, I met Ronel, and he's a young angler from Estonia. In fact, he's the best number one ranked ice angler in his country. So we met up on the ice on day two, and he just told me a funny story that had just taken place the day before.
But I'm not the first one who dropped the phone here. I heard that Russians also lost one phone. Yeah, I have a fun story from the World Ice Fishing Championship. On the first day, it's with the big bream that I caught. I was fishing with quite thin line. I had a take. I pulled. I broke my rig. It was like 10 minutes afterwards. I got the same bream and I got my marmushka back. This is a funny story from not that long time ago.
That's unbelievable.
Yep. I was looking at the fish and I was seeing a line coming out from the mouth, from the fish mouth, and I was looking, oh, here's my marmushka that I lost like 10 minutes ago.
You caught him in the same hole?
Yep.
So there is hope for your phone.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Maybe some fish will bring it to me. We'll see.
So I failed to mention there that he had dropped his phone in the hole prior to that.
Oh,
so he had lost his phone, and then he told that story about catching the same fish twice.
Oh, wow.
And, so we just kind of, we're joking around a little bit, but it's kind of fun. You know, last time we talked, we just featured audio from South Dakota anglers. And so I think it's cool that I have all these voices from other countries all around the world. And, you know, these clips aren't necessarily the funniest or most emotional, but they give us a backstage pass in the lives of anglers who we would probably never get to meet otherwise. And
right.
I think that's pretty special.
And I just love I love your comic timing there. You just give it a beat. There's hope for your phone, isn't there?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, he got a kick out of it too. So
right.
it was a good time.
Oh, give me an idea what it was like for you to sort of be there. And now you've got, you know, audio equipment and you're trying to, you know, to do something something special, really. Did that audio equipment and your project make it a little easier for you to get an inroad, or did it kind of get in the way as, you know, you had to overcome the fact that, yeah, now there's this extra layer to our relationship?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Lori. I think for the most part, it gives you a pass to talk to people. But it does. People are more guarded when they see it initially. They don't want to open up as quickly. So there is a bit of a barrier you have to break down when you're making an introduction, and you have to establish rapport very quickly. You know, you have to make a connection really quickly. If you don't do that, then I don't think they're going to open up and tell their story like they would tell a friend.
Right.
So that is a challenge. But for me being there, the challenge for me was being a competitive person and being an angler first. I really wanted to fish. And so it was really hard just listening and not doing anything. You know, you can't talk to the anglers while they're fishing. You could on the practice days, but not during competition. So that was a big challenge for me.
All right. Tell people, because I love following you on social media, and tell people how they can sort of follow on your adventures and with Fish Stories.
Well, Facebook is probably the most prominent social media outlet that we have, Fish Stories Online. And you can just put in Fish Stories into the search bar. But we're on Twitter as well and Instagram as well. Fish Stories Online for Instagram. And Twitter is Fish Stories 1.
All right. And now the first 400 attendees to the event tonight at Main Square. Thursdays on the Square at Main Street Square in Rapid City. They get some stuff, right? A little bit of Fish Story gear.
Get some gear, a drawstring backpack, which are always handy to have around, and they're filled with some information from the sponsors of the event and from the Fish Stories Archive as well. Just trying to get the word out, celebrating voices, and also promoting the archive at fishstories.org.
All right. It starts at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, goes till 9. Bring a lawn chair to park it on the green there. Bring a great fish story to tell to the crowd. There's a beverage garden, door prizes. The first sort of event of its kind. Buddy Signer, we hope you will come back maybe after the event and bring us some of those stories and some of the other stories of your journeys. We really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, Lori. Always a pleasure.